Untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
The 29th, Devil's Door, one of the Showmax originals. Their first true crime drama made in South Africa, 29 July 2021, as they op Showmax. So this, of course, tells the story. 4 years between 2012 and 2016, all these murders that took place in Krugersdorp, everyone was so scared, they didn't know what the hell was going on. Everyone from estate agents to consultants, people didn't want to make appointments for in case they're not going to come back to the office. So eventually, I think it was like 11 murders were all linked to this group called Electus Perdius. And then eventually they all went to trial and all of them went to prison. Amal van Lim was there.
Yep.
Now, one of the people, one of the murderers that went to prison, he was interviewed in prison. His name is Leroux. He was interviewed in prison by a huisgenoot journalist called Mariska Koetser.
Met is het onthou.
Dankie. Ek sal het so anteken in die notas. And then she started a relationship with him. You know, they're behind bars. Het sy hem gesien and she was... Herinner ons net weer, wat was het aan hom toe hem nou sien daar in die
tronk? Dis die verbode vruchte?
Ja. So sy het nooit horizontal mambo met hom nie, nee?
Nee, dis nie liege in Suid-Afrika nie.
Niks. Niks gevat nie, net gekyk.
Dalk is swinkie of hier en daar. Maar die mense sal maar moet wacht vir, jy weet, die detail later.
Yeah, so nothing, it was not consummated. You know, maar so hoeveel jaar was het nou weer dat jy en die ou Leroux, dat jy 'n verhouding gehad het?
So 2.5 jaar.
2.5 years. Now, last time Mariska came on the show and told us this story, people freaked the hell out. They said, what is wrong with you, woman?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, this is only going to end in tears. En nou is sy terug om vir ons wat te sê?
It ended in tears.
Ja, sien. So nou wat nou? Doe nou die scoop voor big reveal ding nou.
Ai. Wel, ek het vandag gekom, want dit het my maande lang gepla. Jy weet, alles het allemaal gesê. Is sy mal? Wat's fout met haar? Hoe kan sy dit doen? En hulle het sê, het gaan nie waard nie. En vandag sit ek hier om vir julle te kom vertel, dat dit nie gewaard nie. Jy weet, en ek wens ek het geluister, maar ek is ook blij ek het nie, want ek het soveel kostbare goed geleer. Jy weet, nie net van moordenaars of van die saak nie, maar eintlik van myself ook. So ek voel rarig dat ek moes dit deurgegaan het, en het was wel baie pijnvol, dit was messy, dit was demakor, dit het op een stadium sikke strein op my mental health gevat. Jy weet, so, dit was maar eintlik een baie, ek kan nie sê dit is een slechte ervaring nie, maar ek kan ook nie sê, het was een goeie ervaring nie.
Joe, so now it's over. 2.5 years later.
Yeah.
The biggest lesson from this is probably, don't date someone in prison. Never.
Yeah.
Unless you're in prison, of course, with that person.
Well, I was going to say, is that the biggest lesson, or is the lesson, don't date someone who's been convicted of murder? I mean, was the prison the problem, or was the person the problem?
I would say, yo, that's a very interesting question. I think the problem is that it's two different people from two different worlds, you know, and no matter how hard you would ever try to meet these two people, it's actually just not meant to be, you know, and it's like you say, you know, it's a convicted criminal, it's someone that murdered someone, and then on the other side, you've got me, you know, a truth speaker, someone that wants to report on the truth. So it was basically the two opposites that attracted, and it was interesting, you know, for, I think I like things that are interesting, you know, I like going for things that are a bit risky, and I think that's what actually drew me to this. And, you know, not a lot of people get the opportunity to get to know someone like that on that level, and I think it just went in over my head.
Okay. Mariki.
Johan, ja.
Hallo Susan.
We gaan say, I told you so. Huh?
Look,
I told you so.
Yeah.
Mariki, kom, jy het een sak vol vraag daar. Ek weet jy wil weet hier by Mariska, wat nou?
Weet jy, Mariska, ek wil ook nie vir jou vraag, denk jy daar was ietsie te doen met die feit dat And I'm just going to say it. Was it easier for you because at least you kind of knew where he was? And do you think that there's an element of possibly being desperate for love? And so having been shown it in whichever way he showed it to you, you're willing to hold on to it and settle for that?
That's a very, it's a very sad question because it's all true. You know, in this last few years, and especially the last few months, you know, I've really been working on myself. And one of the main topics were self-love. And you are right. It's a safe relationship in the sense of they can only contact you on certain times. They can't actually get to you. But at some point, this pen pal relationship takes its toll because it becomes more than that. You know, it started becoming that I felt like his caretaker. And you are right. You know, it was safe to me. And I said this earlier to someone else, is that I got so used to hiding behind LaRue. So I think my biggest crime I committed was having a small and soft heart. And when everyone rejected me, I got so used to hiding behind LaRue Steyn, you know?
Nou, wie het nou vir wie gesê, dit was lekker, maar is het klaar? Het jy nou opgebreek met hom?
Wil jy die story hoor? Jy wil natuurlijk...
Is het een lange story?
Nee, is nie so lang. Nee, ek so lang, okay. ek so lang kort maak.
Geef my die kort weergave.
Kort weergave. Dit was ek...
Jy tronk toe gerei of jy om gebel?
Wel, kyk toe, verlede jaar lockdown was maar moeilik op allemaal. Jy weet, lockdown vat sy tol, jy is alleen, jy is onder druk. En dit het op ons verhouding begin werk. En op een stadium te kry ek nuwe werk. En gepaard met dit, soos wat allemaal gesê het, ek gaan eendag iemand ontmoet. En so toe ontmoet ek hierdie warm rooi kop, jy weet, met sy mooie groen-blauw oog.
Crap, she met someone else.
Yeah, and then... And you know what, it wasn't just a thing of, yes, yeah, I jumped the guy. Rian, ek swear vir jou, ek het selfs gaan Google, how not to fall in love. Want ek het myself al gequestioned, jy weet, ek was bang, my jimmel, maar ek gaan jy op elke liewe man verlief raak. So, jy weet, die verhouding was nie dadelijk van, boom, ek's verlief nie. En dit
ons maak nou net seker, hierdie nuwe ou is nie 'n serial killer.
Nee.
Jy weet nie. You don't know.
Sal jy asseblief my background check doen?
Nee, asseblief, ek bly weg van my ding.
Maar in elk geval, soos die nuwe werkse pressure bietjie opgetel het, jy weet natuurlijk wil jy shine, en met hoe ek my loopbaan by die huisgenoot so opgevoeter het, jy weet natuurlijk werk jy nou 10 keer harder, want nou, jy weet jy wil jyself bewys. En toe ek my aandag begin van LaRue af, jy weet, onttrek, want ek het gedoog, ek gaan hom bykie af kan ween, ek wou raar nog nie sy hart breek nie, hulle. Toe eindig dit in 'n baie morsige situasie. Ja, so dit het geëindig waar
ek... Dit het gesê, ek sê, hoe kry is ek?
Nee, dit het eindelijk geëindig met 'n oproep uit die tronk uit, wat sê hy in die hospitaal, en hy het geoudie.
Okay, hou vast, this is a very nice cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, just after 6 o'clock... What happens next? And then the big question.
Dum, dum, dum.
Was it all worth it? You don't want to miss this.
Let's go.
Just a dry sarcastic comment you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.